Stop punishing yourself with bland, chalky protein shakes and fuel your fitness with the best protein in the game at GNC. We've got the hottest brands and flavors that legit taste like cookies, your favorite cereal, indulgent desserts, and more. It's on at GNC.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History. I'm your host, Elise, and today we're going back to 1860. As Americans look ahead to next year's presidential election, we look back to this day in 1860 when Abraham Lincoln became the Republican Party's nominee for president. The following November, Lincoln would face off against Stephen Douglas, whom he had met in the famed Lincoln-Douglas debates during his unsuccessful Illinois Senate race, as well as Southern Democrat John C. Breckinridge and Constitutional Union candidate John Bell. Lincoln emerged victorious with just 40% of the popular vote, becoming the first Republican ever to win the presidency. Surprising fact, by the time Lincoln was inaugurated, 4 months later, 7 Southern states had seceded. The Confederate States of America was established and elected its own president, Jefferson Davis. Also on this day in history, in 1896, the Supreme Court sided with segregationists in Plessy v. Ferguson. In 1920, Pope John Paul II was born. And in 1980, Mount St. Helens erupted. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.